Go ahead and be turning in your Bibles to Luke chapter 2. Today is a very special day. We honor our mothers for the incredible lives they've given to us. I'm going to do a little sermonette. Force of habit, I'm a preacher, I got to preach. But we'll be out of here by 11, I promise you. Luke chapter 2, in verse 41. It says, every year his parents went to Jerusalem for the feast of the Passover. When he was 12 years old, they went up to the feast according to the custom. After the feast was over, while his parents were returning home, the boy Jesus stayed behind in Jerusalem. But they were unaware of it. Thinking he was with their company, they traveled on for a day. Then they began looking for him among their relatives and friends. When they did not find him, they went back to Jerusalem to look for him. After 3 days, they found him in the temple court, sitting among the teachers, listening to them, and asking them questions. Everyone who heard him were amazed at his understanding and his answers. When his parents saw him, they were astonished. His mother said to him, "Son, why have you treated us like this? Your father and I have been anxiously searching for you." "Why are you searching for me?" he asked. "Didn't you know I had to be in my father's house?" But they did not understand what he was saying to them. Then he went down to Nazareth with them and was obedient to them. But his mother treasured all these things in her heart, and Jesus grew in wisdom and stature and in favor with God and with men. God obviously used Mary and Joseph to impact their son, Jesus. They took him every year. They went up for the feast of the Passover. And on this account, we read about how he got so excited, he decided to stay back in Jerusalem. And they headed on back home to Nazareth without realizing that he was not in their company. You would admit that they did a pretty good job. You see, there is no question in my mind that the greatest gift a mother, a parent can give to their child, son or daughter, is the gift of God. Is the gift to know God. And for all of us that are in the room that are sons and daughters, this is the gift that our mothers gave to us. Because the way they raised us, at the point where you and I were able to respond to God's word, we responded to it. And as a result of that, we're disciples of Jesus today. And we have our mothers and our fathers to thank for that. Today is indeed a day of gratitude to our awesome mothers, to our amazing mothers, to our caring moms, to our selfless moms, to our sacrificial moms, to our wonderful mothers. There's simply not enough adjectives in the English language to describe how precious and how wonderful you've been. And I hope that on a day like this, that you're truly encouraged. When you look at your kids and other kids that you've been mothers to, that maybe, yeah, you didn't give birth to them naturally, but you were there for them. And on a day like this, we want to say thank you. And somehow, thank you is not enough. Truly, that you lay down your lives so that we are now what we are today. And as I look out in the audience, we're obviously seated with our kids. You started at a very young age, reading to them, praying with them, bringing them to church for midweek and Sundays. I want you to remember that your labor in the Lord is not going to be in vain. That the gift of God that you're putting into these kids, they will remember it. And they're going to fall in love with this God one day. And they will never depart from it. And so this morning, we honor you. We salute you for all your labor. And your labor will outlive you. I lost my mother over 20 years ago. And I'm still standing here. And I can honestly tell you, I am who I am because of her. I would not be standing here. Yes, through all the discipline, all the caring, all the selfless living, I'm still here. And even after 20 years, I still find myself thanking God for her very, very often as I pray. Because I know that without her help, I would not be standing here. I want to encourage all of us that are sons and daughters that we will cherish the memory of our moms. And that we will do nothing in this life to bring shame to that legacy. That you will always remember the son and the daughter of who you are. Because these women are truly magnificent women. You know, I know many of us, even when we're growing up, we got in fight in schools. You can abuse me. You can call me names. You can say anything you want. You better not say anything about my mother. Or the non-Christian in me is going to come out. We love our moms. We wouldn't allow anybody, anywhere, to say anything about them. And we'll fight over it. Some of us may remember, yes, you got into a fight and you came home. Or your mother or your dad was summoned to the school. And then you got to school and then they found out, what happened? How come you got into a fight? Well, it says something about you. And all of a sudden, her disposition changed. Said, did you give him a good whooping? Mothers are awesome. We love them. And we will always cherish you because your love for us and the gift of God that you're putting in us and you've given to us would live for all eternity. I would like to ask all the mothers in the room at this time, please go ahead and stand up. Please remain standing. And then I'm going to pray over you. Let's bow down our heads and let us pray for our mothers. Holy and mighty God, the God who was, the God who is, and the God who is to come. Jehovah God Almighty, the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords. The God who dwells in unapproachable light. The God who calls things that are not as though they were. Father, we come before you today and we thank you for our mothers. The ones that gave us life. The ones that chose through adoption and the unofficial mothers who were strong and compassionate presence in our lives. Father, we remember their selfless love with which they cared for us. The tears they dried and fears they soothed when we were troubled. The encouragement they offered when we doubted ourselves. The guidance they provided when we felt lost. The strength it took to hold us close, yet let us fly. Today we pray for all our mothers. Pour out your grace and your strength into their lives. We also remember our mothers who are no longer with us. We thank you, God, for their love and their sacrifice. Bless all our mothers. Bless all our future mothers. Not just this Mother's Day, but throughout the year. We ask and we pray all this in the mighty and precious name of your Son, Jesus. Amen. Please go ahead and be seated. Again, I want to say Happy Mother's Day. And at this time, we are going to show the slideshow featuring all of our wonderful moms. And then immediately after that, we will be dismissed. Amen? And so, take your moms out. Have a great lunch. Hopefully, you'll beat the crowd to the restaurants. And just make sure you tell them how much you really appreciate them. Amen? God bless.